the hymn, The Sands of Time.
我们现在来唱诗歌《玉漏沙残》。让我们祷告。
Father, we have very mixed emotions this morning in being in your presence.
主啊，今天在你面前，我们心里真有复杂的感觉。
Many different feelings, many different thoughts.
我们有不同的感觉，也有不同的思想。
On one hand, there is a grieving, particularly by Sister Wei and the five beautiful daughters of the loss.
在一方面，我们心里面悲哀，我们看到啊，魏弟兄他的家人，他的女儿们。
But all the time knowing that there is a victory side.
但是我们也知道有得胜的这一边。
And we take courage this morning, knowing that we can come to Jesus.
我们今天是带着被你所鼓励的心情来到你面前，因为我们是在基督里。
At these times, man has no answers.
在这个时候，人没有任何答案。
But then there's Jesus.
但是有基督。
And we have come to enthrone him today.
今天我们是让他来做宝座。
We have come to celebrate that victory over death.
今天我们是来庆贺这胜过死的得胜。
We're thankful that this can be a celebration of victory today.
我们感谢你，因为今天是有一个得胜的庆贺。
At the same time, comforting those who are weeping.
同时也请你来安慰那流泪的。
Give us a heart, Lord, to weep with those who weep.
主啊，也给我们一个心与哭泣的来同哭泣。
And at the same time this morning, rejoicing that our brother spirit is with you this morning.
但是我们同时也喜乐，因为我们弟兄的灵是与你在一起。
What a blessed hope.
这是何等有荣耀的盼望。
We want you to be take center place this morning in this memorial service.
我们愿意今天在这个安息聚会里面，你成为所有的中心。
We bow down to you.
我们向你来俯伏敬拜。
Our champion who has conquered death.
你是那胜过死的我们救恩的元帅。
We worship and praise you in Jesus' name.
我们敬拜赞美是奉耶稣的名。
Amen. We will read some scriptures.
请我们一起来听几处的圣经。约翰福音十一章二十五到二十六节。
John chapter 11. 25-26.
耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？”
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
以弗所书第一章十七到二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17-23.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ.When he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
腓立比书三章十到十一节。
Philippians chapter 3:10-11.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
约伯记十九章二十五节。
Job 19:25.
我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站在地上。
As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will take his stand on the earth.
愿主祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless his own words.
我有 sing another hymn now.
我们现在再来唱一首诗歌。
Usually this is the time we will have a choir, but knowing our brother Wei, So we will not have a choir. Instead, every one of us is part of this choir this morning.
本来我们应该有诗班站在这里，但是我们知道我们的卫弟兄，所以今天我们所有在座的，我们都是诗班。
So that choir began to sing the hymn, All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
让我们诗班一起来唱，一路我蒙救主引领。
这首诗歌是家父一生的经历。
This hymn, All the Way My Savior Leads Me, is the lifelong experience of our Father.
那把他从母腹里分别出来，有施恩照他的神，亲手引领他走过人生的每一个小站。
The God who had set him apart even from his mother's womb and called him through his grace.Led him with his own hand through every circumstance of life.
这是何等奇异的恩典。
What an amazing grace.
家父一生经历神丰盛的恩典。
All his life, our father experienced God's abundant grace.
他常常说，都是恩典，都是恩典。
He often would say, it is all grace, it is all grace.
1924年2月3日，家父魏建章出生在中国河北省滦县。
Our dear father, Chen Cheng Wei, was born on February 3rd, 1924, in Hebei, China.
初中时随其父到天津上学，有机会接触到基督教。
His father brought him to Tianjin to attend junior high, and that is where he was first given the opportunity to hear the gospel.
后来他在上海念大学的时候，才清楚明白救恩，重生得救。
It was not until attending college in Shanghai, however, that he clearly understood the meaning of salvation and was born again.
得救之后，他被主的大爱所充满，就热切地爱主。 在校园里传福音，并且关爱弟兄，关爱弟兄们。
After he was saved, he was filled with the love of the Lord and began to zealously pursue the Lord, sharing the gospel on campus and caring for brothers in Christ.
1949年5月，中国局势不安，他已不能回到北方的老家，就留在上海。
In May of 1949, due to instability within China, he was unable to return to his northern, to his home in northern China, so he remained in Shanghai.
一日，教会书房的负责人请他把几包书送交给一位弟兄。
He was asked by the responsible brothers in the church book room to deliver several packages of books to a brother who was boarding a ship leaving for Taiwan.
这位弟兄已上船准备去台湾。那上船后，他与弟兄交通，就忘了时间，没有来得及下船，他就奇妙地一同随船到达台湾的南部高雄。
After boarding the ship, he lost track of time while fellowshipping with the brother and failed to disembark in time. He was thus miraculously transported with the ship to Kaohsiung, Taiwan.
不久，上海就为共军所占领。
It was not long after that that the communist army occupied Shanghai.
每次说到此，他都说这实在是神极大的恩典和怜悯。
Whenever he spoke of this incident, he would always say that it was the Lord's great grace and mercy.
到了台湾，他先在物资局里工作了一段时间后，就到台北教会学习服侍主。
Upon arriving in Taiwan, he worked in a government surplus facility for several years. From there, he went to Taipei to be trained in serving the Lord.
1953年，在一次特会中，与多位弟兄姐妹们一同蒙召。蒙主呼召，全时间服侍主。
In 1953, along with many brothers and sisters, he received the Lord's calling to full-time ministry during a special conference.
开始的时候，他先在基隆、台北的教会服侍。
At first, he served in the churches of Keelung and Taipei.
在这段时间里，因着一位由英国来的史百克弟兄所传讲的信息，认识到基督是一切。这使他在属灵上有了开启并转机。
During this time, he was greatly influenced by the ministry of Brother T. Austin Sparks of England. The revelation that Christ is all and in all was the turning point of his spiritual walk.
他也常以此来勉励我们，要走在属天的道路上，思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
He would also often encourage us to walk upon this heavenly way and to consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession.
1956年，主为他预备了一位爱主的姐妹，就是家母郑淑娟。
In 1956, the Lord prepared a wife for him, a sister who also loved the Lord, our mother, Lynette Suchin Ching.
婚后，他们迁到台中，同心服侍主。
After they were married, they moved to Taichung to serve the Lord as one.
他们结婚56年，同心跟随主，顾念神的家，并神的儿女们。
They were married for 56 years, following the Lord together, caring for God's house and children, God's children.
天天为着神的儿女们，并他们的子女们忠心的祷告。
Faithfully, they prayed for God's children and their own children daily.
他们的家总是向着圣徒们打开的，乐意接待圣徒。
They delighted to receive the saints into their home, so their door was always open to them.
他常说，当我们的家向着主，主，当我们的家为着主，主也为着我们。
Dad would often say, when our house is for the Lord, then the Lord will be for us.
信实的主也祝福他们，为他们留下五个女儿，又添加了五个女婿，十二个孙辈，并与三个曾孙女。
Our faithful Lord also blessed them, leaving them 5 daughters, as well as adding 5 sons-in-law, 12 grandchildren, and 3 great-granddaughters.
每家都同心爱主，侍奉主。
Each family loves and serves the Lord.
1964年，因着所服侍的聚会有了变动，主带领他先在台中，后到台北，与一些弟兄姐妹们配搭服侍。
Due to changes within the fellowship in 1964, the Lord led him from Taichung to serve with the saints in Taipei.
于1971年，主引领他到香港服侍约有两年。
In 1971, the Lord led him to serve in Hong Kong for 2 years.
后来又把他带到美国洛杉矶与圣徒们一同聚会。
Afterwards, by the Lord's leading, he was brought to Los Angeles, California, to gather with brothers and sisters there.
期间他常到美国的西部、东部、菲律宾的马尼拉和新加坡与圣徒们有交通。
During this time, he visited gatherings along the West Coast, the East Coast, in Manila of the Philippines, as well as Singapore, fellowshipping with the saints.
1982年，盟主引领，全家又迁到小斯顿，与少数弟兄姐妹一同追求并认识主。
In 1982, by the Lord's leading, the entire family moved to Houston to gather with a small number of brothers and sisters to pursue and know the Lord together.
先在修大附近有聚会，把福音传给学生们。
The gatherings first met near the University of Houston to preach the gospel to university students.
后因住在西南区的家庭增多，便在西南区开始聚会。
Later, as the number of families living in southwest Houston grew, another gathering began in the southwest part of town.
主奇妙地把弟兄姐妹们从各地聚在一起，又给我们预备了固定的会所。
The Lord sovereignly gathered brothers and sisters from many different localities to meet together, and he also provided a meeting place for the assembly.
这实在是主的怜悯，也是圣灵的工作。
This was indeed the mercy of the Lord as well as the work of the Holy Spirit.
家父十分爱慕主的话。
Our father truly loved the Lord's word.
他常勉励我们要看重神的话，好叫我们能明白他的心意，走在这生命的道路上。
He encouraged us to honor God's word so that we could know his will as we walk upon this path of life.
在最后的这些年间，他反复地读主的话。
In the last few years of his life, he read God's word repeatedly.
当他无法自己阅读时，就反复地用耳机听弟兄姐妹所念的经文。
When he was no longer able to read the Bible for himself, he instead listened to audio recordings of the Bible.
最叫他心中喜乐的事，就是与弟兄姐妹们一同读主的话。
What delighted his heart the most was to read the Bible with brothers and sisters.
每周五来参加读经聚会时，见到停车场上停满了车，他的心中就满了喜乐。
His heart would be filled with joy every Friday night upon seeing the parking lot filled with cars for Bible study.
他一生别无他求，只愿能忠于主所托付他的，直到那日。
He asked for nothing in his life other than to faithfully keep that which the Lord has entrusted to him unto that day.
感谢主，于2013年4月3日早上，在家母与他晨祷时，他安息主怀。
Thank the Lord, on the morning of April 3rd, 2013, while our mother was praying with him, he went to rest in the bosom of the Lord.
他终于亲眼面见了他最爱的救主耶稣。
He is finally face to face with his beloved Lord and Savior Jesus.
他能永远唱此佳句，蒙他引领我一路。
This now his song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
Hi. 下面他的孙辈们要为大家唱一首诗歌。
And now his grandchildren will come up and sing a
him. I'm going to speak for our Brother Wei's grandchildren.
我们代替所有的孙辈们一起说两句话。
Though he was known to us by many different names, Gong Gong, Lao Ye, Tai Lao Ye.
虽然我们都以很多不同的名字称呼他，有人叫他为公公公，或者老爷，或者太老爷。
One thing that we can all attest to is that day by day, Grandpa set a living example of walking with Jesus.
但是我们有一件事，我们都可以一起见证，每一天又一天，老爷都是一直与耶稣同行的最好的见证。
As his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Grandpa left us a rich inheritance, not one of money, not one of property.
作为他的孙子、孙女和曾孙女，我们从老爷继承的不是金钱或财产，而是从这一个一生忠心服侍神的生命里能继承的丰富的属灵的基业。
One of a spiritual inheritance of a faithful life of service to God. When we remember Grandpa, we remember him reading God's word all the time.
当我们想起老爷的时候，我们就记起他仔细阅读神的话语，而且是一直的在读神的话语。
We remember him, listening to the Bible on his iPad all the time.
我们能可以记得他在 iPad 上听圣经，而且是时时刻刻的在听。
We remember him on his knees in fervent prayer.
我们记得他跪在地上恒切的祷告。
We remember him fervently reminding us to pray also.
我们也记得他不住提醒我们要祷告。
We remember him giving counsel and encouragement to any and to all.
我们记得他给所有的人有鼓励和教导。
We remember his generous sharing heart, for everything from his home to the vegetables off his plate.
我们记起他宽厚大方，热衷于与每个人分享他的所有，从他的家到他盘子里的菜。
We remember him modeling a godly marriage by diligently praying with grandma every morning.
我们记起他为我们树立了敬虔家庭的典范，每天早上都和姥姥一起祷告。
And we remember his love for singing hymns of praise.
我们也记得他热爱唱诗歌赞美神。
Our grandpa shed his physical body to be glorified in victory with Jesus.
现在老爷已经脱下他世上的身体，进入了耶稣的得胜里。
But his faithful example over 70 years will not be forgotten.
但他七十多年来信实的榜样，我们不会忘记。
God's prayer and hope, Grandpa's prayer and hope for us, was that we would seek to love him, to love God more and more each day.
他对我们一向的期望和祷告，就是让我们每一个人每一天都可以爱主更深。
So in remembrance of our grandfather, our prayer is that day by day, we would learn to walk, with the Lord as he did.
为了纪念我们的老爷，我们的祷告也是盼望每一天。我们都可以与他一样 与主同行。
Consolation offered me reach the promised land. My beloved, come on, spices mounted. How I yearn to see thee face to face. Drink, dear Lord, from my heart's flowing fountain, till I rest forever in thine embrace. Not alone, O Lord, do I adore thee, but with all the saints as thy dear bride. Quickly come, my love is waiting for thee. Jesus, Lord, thou wilt be satisfied.
During
this period of my dad's late last illness, he listened to the Bible on his iPad over and over again.
而且每一次都是从约翰福音第一章开始.
Always starting from chapter 1 of the Gospel according to John.
今天早上我就用约翰福音第一章第一节道就是神来述说爸爸的一生.
This morning, I would like to use the phrase from the first verse of John chapter 1, the Word was God, to portray my father's life.
他一生的日子就是见证道就是神.
His entire life was one that testified of the reality of this phrase, the Word was God.
神的话就是他自己.
God's Word is God Himself.
神是做事的神, 所以他一直说话直到如今.
God is a working God, and that is why He continues to speak today.
感谢神也是借着主的话扶持鼓励, 并保守他一生直到回到天家.
Praise the Lord. God's word supported, encouraged, and kept my dad until he returned to his heavenly home.
爸爸是一位不多话的人.
Dad was a man of very few words.
他实在不需要说任何的话.
He didn't need to speak many words.
因为在他每一天的生活里, 他已经活出什么是敬畏的态度, 谦卑的灵,
because he already lived each day with an attitude of reverence, a humble spirit, and a servant-like heart. Because this word is not doctrine or a set of laws. It is life, living, and powerful.
从小爸爸不用自己的方法来教导我们, 他总是把我们带到神的面前.
Dad did not use his own methods to train us. Instead, he always brought us before God.
我们若是做错了什么事, 他就叫我们自己跪在神面前认罪, 不打也不骂.
If we did anything wrong, he would not spank or scold us. Rather, he would have us kneel before God to confess our sins.
我想我是我们五个姐妹当中跪最多的, 因为我最皮, 也最活泼.
I believe that out of the five daughters, I am the one who had to kneel before God the most. I am the most naughty one.
爸爸要求我们从小就要敬畏神, 并且认识而相信有恩高的教训来教导我们.
Our dad desired that each of us would fear God from our youth. He also taught us to recognize and to trust anointing of the Holy Spirit.
在我印象中最深刻的就是爸妈每天早晨一起跪在神面前祷告的生活.
One of the most memorable impressions I have of my parents is their daily early morning prayer times.
这是他们一同亲近主的时间，这也是他们为孩子、家人和弟兄姊妹在神面前代求的时刻。
During this time, they would draw near to God together. This was also when they would intercede for their children, their families, and the brothers and sisters.
甚至最近这一两个月里，爸爸仍为我工作上接受新的责任祷告。
Even these last 1 or 2 months, Dad continued to pray for my newly added work responsibilities.
这就是他们完全依靠神一生的写照。
This exemplifies how they relied upon God for everything all their lives.
每次讲道前，爸爸总是在神面前安静寻求。
Each time before giving a message, Dad will always be before God, quietly seeking.
从小这就是我们的惯例，在爸爸讲道的前一天，我们都不能去打扰他。
Ever since we were little, we all knew not to disturb Dad the day before he was to speak.
他不敢轻易用自己的智慧和认识来准备一篇信息，而是战惊恐惧地来到神的面前求神的话。
Dad dare not use his own wisdom or knowledge when preparing a sermon. He always came before God with fear and trembling to ask for his words.
因为我们不过是一个器皿，只能说主要说的话，一个字也不多也不少。
For we are but vessels that should only utter God's words, never adding or taking away even one word.
我想我们这些听过爸爸讲道的人都知道， 往往他的信息就如腹中涌出的活水，有时快到连翻译的弟兄姊妹都跟不上，好像永远讲不到第三点，时间就到了。
I think all of us who have heard Dad preach remember well how his message poured forth like living water flowing from his innermost being. He spoke so fast that the translator often could not keep up. Yet the time will always run out before he could finish his third point.
记得当大姐和我第一次搭公车上小学的那天，
I still remember the first day my sister and I rode the public bus for elementary school.
爸爸骑着脚踏车送我们到车站，看着我们上车。
Dad dropped us off at the bus station with his bicycle and watched us get on the bus.
哪知当公车开了后，我们发现爸爸仍然在我们旁边，骑着脚踏车跟着公车直到我们下车到学校。
Who would have thought that after the bus left, we discovered Dad was riding alongside a bus. He followed the bus all the way to school and watched us walk into the school before riding back home again.
他才骑着车回家。这不过就是说出我们在天上的父向着我们爱的写照，他永不离弃我们。This
but speaks of how our Heavenly Father loves us, how He will never forsake us.
但愿我们在所剩下的日子里， 不仅是更多学习做敬畏神、爱神。
May we all use our remaining days to fear the Lord and love God.
更重要的是，乃是让我们每一个人都成为一个更多明白和体贴我们在天上父亲心意的人。
More importantly, may we be a people who know and are mindful of our Heavenly Father's will.
今天虽然地上的声音停止了， 但是爸爸一生在主里的见证，仍然要一直向我们说话，鼓励我们往前，直到我们再见面的日子。Although
today the earthly voice has ended, yet Dad still speaks to us through the testimony of his life, encouraging us to press on until the day we see each other face to face again.
只是在肉身中，我们的确有许多舍不得。
In the flesh, we are reluctant to let him go.
以后回Houston的时候，就再也听不到爸爸对我说，老儿，你下次什么时候再回来？From
now on, when I return to Houston, I will no longer be able to hear Dad says. 老二, when will you be coming back?
这封信是从国内的我的父亲和姑妈，也就是魏弟兄的弟弟和妹妹寄来的。致亲爱的三哥，当得知您过世的消息，国内的亲人悲痛万分。亲爱的哥哥，您一生信奉主，服侍主，盼望每个人都能够认识主。是您带我们的妈妈在她老人家晚年的时候认识了主，是您打开了我们的眼界，对我们一家无比的关怀和爱护，使我们也能够认识了主。弟弟常常想到在休斯顿的日日夜夜，您对弟弟和妹妹弟妹无微不至的照顾，弟弟永远铭刻在心上。虽然近些年您年事已高，又疾病缠身，但您仍坚持忠实传讲神的道，彰显了神的荣耀，使众人得救跟随主。您在医院里忍受了常人难以想象的痛苦，安详地听从主的召唤离我们而去。您给我们留下对世人的爱，侍奉主的榜样。您的一生都献给了主，是主忠实的仆人。我们虽然非常舍不得您，但是亲爱的哥哥，安息吧，我们在天家再相会。魅力张福宏志，地景张戚建如，率直男十人，直女十一人及众孙七晚。
I will be reading a letter from my dad's younger brother and sister in China. It reads, To our dear third brother, all the relatives in China were deeply saddened upon receiving the news of your passing. Our dear brother, you led a life of faith and service to the Lord, hoping that everyone would know the Lord. It was you who brought our mother to know the Lord in her old age. Because of your love and care for the Wei family, you opened our eyes so that we too could know the Lord. I often recall how you took care of me and my wife during our visit to Houston. Such good memories will forever be carried in our hearts. Although in recent years you endured many illnesses in your old age, you continued to faithfully share God's word and manifest His glory so that many were saved and follow the Lord. You endured pain beyond our imagination while you were in the hospital. You answered God's call for you and peacefully left us for your heavenly home.You set a good example for us of loving people and serving the Lord. Your entire life was completely consecrated to the Lord. You were a faithful servant of the Lord. Even though we do not want you to leave us, our dear brother, rest in peace, for one day we will meet again in our heavenly home. This letter is from his younger sister, Li Zan, and brother-in-law, Hong Zhi. And his younger brother, Jin Zhang, and sister-in-law, Jian Ru, his 10 nephews, 11 nieces, and their children. I went to Taiwan from Hong Kong in 1957 to attend a service conference, and that is the first time that I met our brother Wei.
大概是在1962年，我又参加了在台北的那个特会。
And it was approximately 1962 that I attended a conference in Taipei.
会后我仍旧在台北工人之家住了一段的时间。
And afterwards, I stayed for a period of time at the co-worker's home.
有一天，在工人之家，魏弟兄和三位在台湾各地的重要的同工，在工人之家，在那里有一些交通。
And at that time, several brothers, along with Brother Wei, had and they all had some fellowship.
他们围坐当日在台湾各地主的工主的见证，在台湾遇见了一些属灵的危机，而在那里有交通。
They were having some fellowship because there was some spiritual crisis at that time.
我是在他们交通中，我偶然到了他们的房间里头去。
And because they of their fellowship, I was also in another room.
我听见弟兄们在那里他们的交通中有一个定论。
I heard in the brothers' fellowship that they came to a conclusion.
他们觉得围坐主的见证必须坚持。
They decided that for the Lord's testimony, they must hold fast.
围坐事物。
No matter what the circumstance,
不争,
they would not change or compromise.
意思就是说，围坐维持主在今时代中的见证。
Meaning, in order to hold fast to God, the Lord's testimony in this generation,
必须靠着主的恩典来坚持主的见证。
You must hold fast to His testimony according to His grace.
至于任何的利益得失，甚至是主所为的工作，都可以不争。
That there is no other argument according to any other reason or work.
这几句简单的话
，These few simple words，
却深深地摸着我的心
，Deeply touched my heart。
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在接着的那些年日里头
，In the following years，
像我们在香港，也是在主的见证上遭遇了相当的为难。
For those of us who were in Hong Kong, we also encountered many difficulties.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
为做主的见证，必须有所抉择。
In holding fast to his testimony, we will not have any compromise.
我也发现这条路是不容易走，代价是大的。
I've also realized that this is a very difficult path and needs a dear cost.
没有意向，就不可能为主来做见证。
Without vision, you cannot hold fast to his testimony.
还得没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And we are not to forsake the vision that comes from heaven.
才盼望能为主的见证而活着。
In hopes that we would live only for the Lord's testimony.
在这里，即使需要主的怜悯。
And here we need the Lord's mercy.
我记得在1973年。
I remember in 1973.
我所以到美国来
，and after I came to the U.S.
还是围坐寻求主的见证
，and still I was seeking after the Lord's testimony.
一面是主带领我到美国来
，on one hand it was the Lord that brought me to the States.
可是我也深感觉到是受魏弟兄的影响。
But I knew that it was also because of the influence of our brother Wei.
我们都好像受主的带领。
We have all been led by the Lord.
来到美国寻求主的见证。
To come to America to seek his testimony.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主也把我们留在美国。
And he has left us here in the States.
在1993年3月。
In March of 1993,
我 第二次来到 Houston。
It was the second time that I came to Houston。
主要的是来和魏弟兄寻求交通。
The main purpose was to seek fellowship with Brother Wei。
也是在主的见证上来寻求，来求得印证。
And to also seek after the Lord's testimony and confirmation。
今天我能参加这一个聚会。
And today for me to attend this meeting,
实在是心里仍然是怀念着我亲爱的魏弟兄。
I truly miss and remember my dear brother Wei.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他毕生为做主的见证而活。
He lived his entire life for the testimony of the Lord.
如今他安息在主里面。
And today he is resting in the bosom of our Lord.
他在主面前应得的份，我们相信主为他存留。
And we know that the portion that the Lord has given to him, it remains.
为着他，我们不需要为他求什么。
For him, we need not seek any more.
但是今天，我们这些还活在地上的人。
But for us who still remain here on earth.
除非我们有意向。
If we do not, apart from vision.
而且没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And we are not to forsake the vision from heaven.
我们才盼望能为主的见证而活。
Then we also desire to live for the Lord's testimony.
何则若不是这样。
If it were not for these.
最多只能剩下一些所谓主的工作。
Otherwise, all we leave behind is so-called work for God.
却可能失去了主的见证。
Then perhaps we may lose his testimony.
我深感觉说，这是我自己仍然面对的那个属灵的挑战。
I deeply feel that this is the spiritual challenge that I have.
这也是主对我们所有神儿女们的一个属灵的挑战。
And this is also the spiritual challenge that the Lord has left all of us.
我们需要有天上来的意象。
We need to have heavenly vision.
而且没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And do not forsake the vision that comes from above.
但愿我们今天来参加这个追思的聚会。
May all of us who attend the memorial service today,
从我们亲爱的弟兄留下的见证，我们得着激励。
May we all be encouraged by the testimony left behind by our brother.
被主来提醒。
May the Lord remind.
靠着主的恩典来走下面的路，直到我们见主面的日子。
According to His grace, we walk the path before us to the day that we see Him face to face.
上个礼拜，当我听见魏弟兄走了
，Last week when I heard the news that our brother Wei had left，
我的心里面十分的悲痛
，My heart was grieved，
但是也感觉非常的沉重
，And I felt very burdened。
所以我安静在主跟前的时候
，So as I quieted myself before the Lord，
我思想里面出现以利亚和以利沙的故事。
I remembered the story of Elijah and Elisha.
当神用火车火马用旋风把他的仆人以利亚接到天上的时候
When God received his servant Elijah up in the fiery horse chariots.
我们知道这是一个极大的荣耀
We know that it was a great glory.
但是对于在地上的以利沙来说
But to Elisha who was still on earth.
他的心里面有非常的悲痛
His heart was deeply grieved
所以大声的呼喊说我父啊我父啊以色列的战车马兵啊
And so he cried out my father the chariots and horsemen of Israel
以利亚的离开
The leaving of Elijah
对以利沙来讲好像家中失去了父亲
To Elisha, it was as if he had lost his own father.
像国中失去了战车马兵。
And the nation had lost their chariots and horsemen.
我们知道当时以色列国正处在一个非常荒凉黑暗的时代里面。
We know that at that time, Israel was in a very dark and chaotic time.
因为有以利亚在。
Because Elijah was there.
家中有父亲。
The family had a father.
因为以利亚在。
Because Elijah was there,
国中有战车马兵。
The nation had chariots and horsemen.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
魏弟兄在世的日子，
The days that Brother Wei was here,
他是一个爱神家的人。
He was a man who loved God's house.
他在神的家中真是如同父亲。
And in God's house he was a father.
他照顾所有的弟兄和姊妹。
He cared for all brothers and sisters.
他实在是神家中的父老。
He truly was the elder father of the house.
他认识那起初原有的。
He knew that which was in the origin, the beginning.
他也按照神的恩典，用父亲的爱爱护所有的弟兄和姊妹。
And according to God's grace and love, he loved all brothers and sisters.
照顾神的家。
Cared for God's house.
我们的弟兄也是为着神的国奋战一生。
And he also battled for God's kingdom.
他不求名，不求利。
He did not seek after name or power.
他从来没有改变过。
He never changed.
也从来不妥协。
And never compromised.
一直为着神的国征战，直到他归主。
He battled for God's kingdom.
他实在是神百姓中的战车马兵。
And he was the horsemen and chariots of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
对地上的教会来讲，
to the church on earth,
家中失去父老，
for the house to lose its father,
国中失去重臣，
the nation has lost its,
这对我们来讲实在是沉重的事情。
Its leader, to us, it is a very burden.
但是感谢主，
but thank the Lord,
一个世代一个世代的过来，
after each generation,
主总是能兴起人来接续神的工作往前。
The Lord still raises up people so that His work may continue.
所以我们看见以利沙接续了以利亚的心智和能力。
We see that Elisha continued the ministry and power of Elijah.
能够带领神的国度继续的往前。
To allow the God's nation to move forward.
当以利亚离开的时候，
after Elijah left,
他起来成为以色列家的父。
He stood up to be the father of Israel.
他成为以色列国的战车马兵。
And he became the horsemen and chariots of Israel.
所以到了第十三章。
And so in chapter 13,
我们看见最后当以利沙要过去的时候，
at the end when Elisha was to pass,
以色列王约阿斯伏在他的脸上痛哭。
There the king also wept on his face.
再次呼喊。
And again cried out,
我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊。
My father, my father, the horsemen and chariots of Israel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的弟兄已经在荣耀中回到主的那里去了。
Our brother already in glory has gone back to his father.
我相信他的心中所最挂念的还是神的家和神的国。
I do believe that what he cares still the most is for God's house and his kingdom.
他心中还有什么放不下的？
If there is still anything that he cannot let go of,
他就是关心地上的教会是否还能够接续这个见证持续到底。
That is, he still cares whether or not the church can still hold fast to this testimony to the end.
愿主借着我们年长的弟兄所立下美好的榜样。
May we follow the good example that our brother has left behind.
激发我们所有弟兄姊妹的心。
And encourage all the hearts of brothers and sisters.
让我们效法我们弟兄的心智和能力。
May we follow after the strength of our brother.
爱神的家。
To love God's house.
爱弟兄姊妹。
To love brothers and sisters.
为了神的国起来征战。
To battle for God's kingdom.
绝不妥协。
Never compromise.
一直等候到主回来。
Until the Lord returns.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢我们的主，
We thank our Lord,
把这样一位神的仆人曾经摆在我们的中间，
for giving us such a servant of God among us,
给我们又带来这么多的一些属灵上的帮助，
who has helped us so much in spiritual things.
所以愿主使我们弟兄姊妹们中间能兴起更多人像以 利沙一样。
So among all brothers and sisters, may the Lord raise up more people who are like Elisha.
我再说，
I say again,
在地上的教会，
for the church on earth,
家中失去父亲，
the house has lost his father,
国中失去重臣，
the nation has lost its a leader.
这是非常沉重的一件事情。
This is a very heavy thing.
我们都知道主回来的日子非常的迫近。
We know that the Lord's return is very near.
地上的教会将要经过更大的艰难。
And the church will encounter even greater difficulty.
愿我们的弟兄成为我们所有人的激励和鼓舞。
May our brother be all of our encouragements.
让主的荣耀怎样在我们弟兄身上被显明出来。
How God's glory was manifested from our brother.
也在我们今天所有的弟兄姊妹还存留在地上的人身上也能被显明出来。
May also be manifested from all of us who still remain here on earth.
愿主的灵在我们中间做荣耀的工作。
May his spirit continue to do his glorious work.
愿主安慰魏师母。
May the Lord comfort our sister Wei.
安慰他的家人。
And comfort his family.
也激发我们所有亲爱的弟兄和姊妹。
And encourage all of us, brothers and sisters.
在魏弟兄过世的那个早晨
The morning that our brother Wei passed away
我在主面前祷告
I was praying before the Lord
我求主、啊、我不知道他过世了
I did not know that he had passed
我求主把我们弟兄再多给我们几年
But I did ask the Lord to give us a couple more years
我好像觉得主答应了这个祷告
It seemed as if the Lord had agreed to my prayer
但是当我起来打开 email看见弟兄们的交通
But when I rose up and I opened up the email and I saw the fellowship of the brothers
我心里面感觉极大的损失
In my heart I felt a great loss
我个人是在1966年我读高中快毕业的时候认识魏弟兄
Personally, I knew Brother Wei in 1966 when I was still in high school
从认识他以来得着魏弟兄许多的帮助鼓舞和扶持
And in knowing Brother Wei, I have been greatly helped, supported by our brother.
当弟兄们要求我在这个聚会中有一点交通
When brothers asked me to have some sharing here,
我在主面前有一点点的寻求
I had some searching after the Lord.
首先主让我感觉到魏弟兄呢活出了一个主要我们像的那个人的样子
Firstly, I felt that Brother Wei, the Lord has shown us through Brother Wei, this is the model of the man that we ought to be like.
魏弟兄给人的感觉是柔和谦卑。
And the impression that he gave to everyone was one that was humble and meek.
平易近人。
He was easy to get along.
他认识我以后，他知道我是一个非常内向的。
After he came to know me, he came to know that I was an introvert.
他就告诉我他自己的故事。
And so he told me his own story.
我才发现他比我更内向。
And I realized that he was even more of an introvert than me.
他为了要激励我。
But in order to encourage me.
能够胜过自己的个性。
To overcome my own personality.
当我学习起来服侍主。
And so as I came to learn to serve the Lord.
有一次他陪我一起去一个基督教的书房，我们去买书。
One time he accompanied me, we went to a Christian bookstore to buy books.
那个时候我正在读以西结书。
And at that time I was reading the book of Ezekiel.
我想找一些能够帮助我读以西结书的注释。
And I wanted to find some books that would help me in reading and understanding this book.
好不容易找到一本呢我感觉相当好的一本书。
I finally found a book that was pretty good.
是叫做艾恩散他写的
It was a book written by Ironside
我很高兴我就拿去给魏弟兄看我说魏弟兄我买这本书好不好
I was very happy and I brought that book to Brother Wei and I said can I buy this
他不同寻常的非常严肃跟我讲放回去
But he said to me very severely put it back
我一直思想我那天就放回去了
And so that day I put it back but I kept thinking
about it 到今天我也没有买那本书
And so even to today I have not bought the book
但我知道他希望我好好读主的话。
But I knew that he wanted me to read God's word well.
因为我在主的话是上面是一个非常懒惰的人。
Because I'm very lazy when it comes to reading God's word.
当我二月份来看他的时候。
When I came to visit him in February.
他在病床上面还在听 iPad。
And on his bed, he was still listening to his iPad.
问他你听了多少遍，他说我不记得。
And I asked him, how many times have you listened to it? He says, I don't remember.
我们要持守主的见证，如果不认识主的话，是没有办法。
If we do not know God's word, it is impossible for us to hold fast to God's testimony.
我觉得魏弟兄在这个点上给我相当好的帮助。
In this matter, Brother Wei has given me great help.
魏弟兄他有一个个性。
Brother Wei has a personality trait.
我用简单的话，他折善固执。
That I want to say, that he...
He held on his principles.
He held on to his principles.
他得着主的话语，不管你怎么跟他讲理由，他也不管你。
No matter what excuse or what reasons you give to him, he does not care. He will hold on to principles.
持守主的见证上。这个性格给我很深的印象。
So in order to hold on to testimony, this left me a deep impression.
因为我们在侍奉中遇见许多的考验。
Because in services, we have encountered many trials.
我刚起来学习服侍，他教我几件事情。
When I first began to serve, he taught me a few things.
他说你需要做一个实在的人。
He says that you need to be a man of principle.
另外呢，他还告诉我，他说呢，你的服事是跟随主，不是跟随人。
And that your service is to follow the Lord, not man.
如果不是主说话，人叫你去地方，你受到苦难，你可以怪那个人。
If the Lord did not speak and you follow, you go somewhere where man wanted to go and you suffer, then you can blame that person.
但若是主带你去，不论多苦，你可以到主面前。
But if the Lord brings you somewhere, no matter how much you suffer, you can still come back before the Lord.
我记得在90年初的时候，我在侍奉中到一个极深的低谷。
And so in 1990, I went to a place where I was at a place where I was in a deep valley.
非常的痛苦，但是没有人可以讲。
I was in much suffering, but nobody could see it.
魏弟兄就每年邀我到 Houston 来传福音，住在他家里。
And so every year, Brother Wei invited me to come to his home and live with him.
有一年我来呢，我一肚子都是苦楚。
And so one year when I came, I was full of bitterness.
我住在他家呢，魏弟兄一句话都没有跟我讲。
I lived with Brother Wei. He did not speak to me a single word.
我也没有跟他讲一句话。
And I did not speak to him.
我们住了一个礼拜，除了吃饭、见面、一起祷告，我们都各回房间。
Apart from eating our meals together, we would just simply return back to our own rooms.
但是那一次让我回到家以后，我想起他告诉我的话。
But after I returned home, I remembered a word that he spoke to me.
是主带我到那里去。
The Lord brought me there.
主负一切的责任。
The Lord bears all responsibility.
他没有说话。
He did not speak.
我极大的鼓舞。
But I was greatly encouraged.
我觉得主把魏弟兄接回去是。像弟兄讲的，他在荣耀中去见主的面。
And so, as our brother now is with the Lord, just as our brother had said, he has left to meet the Lord in glory.
但对我自己还有我家人，所有弟兄姊妹来讲，是极大的损失。
To me, to my family, and to all brothers and sisters, it is a great loss.
在魏弟兄最后这几年
，In the last few years of our brother Wei,
我间接的知道他有两首他所喜欢的诗歌。
I know that there are two hymns that our brother really loved.
因为他托我的姊妹还有我的孩子翻译这两首诗歌。
Because he asked my wife and my children to translate this hymn.
第一首，这首诗歌说我已拣选主耶稣。
The first one, I have chosen the Lord Jesus.
拣选他做我的世界。
I have chosen him to be my world.
我已拣选主耶稣，拣选他做我的喜乐。
I have chosen Jesus to be my joy.
我已拣选主耶稣，拣选他做我的希望。
I have chosen my Lord Jesus to be my hope.
我拣选主耶稣，让他做我的主。
I have chosen my Lord Jesus to be my Lord.
另外一首诗歌。
Another hymn.
也是中文的诗歌。
It was also in Chinese.
他说我为基督而生。
That I was born for the Lord.
受苦与我有益。
And suffering is beneficial to me.
背负十架以入为荣。
Bearing the cross as I seek shame to be my glory.
随忧仍然乐己。
As I seek shame to be my glory.
我知道这两首诗歌，我就在聚会中常常和弟兄姊妹分享。
And so in these hymns, I often share with brothers and sisters.
我觉得这两首诗歌我唱的时候，里面充满了 主所来的扶持和力量。
And so as I share, I am filled with strength and strength from our Lord.
但愿我们弟兄啊，他跑完了他该跑的路。
And our brother, as he has finished the race that is set before him.
我们也能够起来，和我们弟兄一样跑主的路。
May we also rise up and also run the race that our brother had run.
打过了他该打的仗。
He has fought the battle he ought to fight.
在打仗的点上面，我年轻时他教我，他说你不是要跟别人争。
And in fighting the battles, our brother had taught me when I was young, it is not to argue with others.
他比给我看，他说你要紧紧地握住永生，抱住持守生命。
He also motioned for me, and I still see it. You have to embrace, grab a hold of eternal life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道前面若是主没有回来，我们都要这样打仗。
And so before the, if the Lord has not yet returned, we are all to battle in this way.
我们弟兄他也守住了主所托付给他的道。
And our brother has held fast to that which the Lord has entrusted to him.
我们羡慕我们弟兄能够这样持守到底。
We admire after our brother who was able to hold fast to the end.
但愿主借着他留下的榜样和风范。
May we also, through the example that he has left.
我们每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们怀念他，我们就要效法他的榜样。
May every brother and sister, as we remember him, may we all learn after his example.
愿主安慰我们众人。
May the Lord comfort all of us.
安慰我们弟兄姊妹，我们弟兄的家人。
And comfort the family of our brother.
这一个多礼拜以来
，In this past week,
希伯来书第十三章第七节的话常常在我里面。
Hebrews 13 verse 7 has often been inside of me.
这一节圣经这么说。
This verse says,
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith.
我想这一节圣经很能够表达我对魏弟兄的怀念。
And this verse really speaks of my remembrance of Brother Wei.
我是1967年左右认识魏弟兄。
I came to know Brother Wei in around 1967.
那个时候我在台北别的地方聚会。
And at that time I was meeting at another fellowship in Taipei.
因为印度的巴辛弟兄到永康街去带领聚会，我就到了那里。
And so because Brother Baxin from India was in a particular fellowship, so I went there.
我知道礼拜天下午有一个查经聚会。
And I knew that there was a Bible study Sunday afternoon.
我就每个礼拜天下午都去。
And so I would attend every Sunday afternoon.
那个时候是魏弟兄带领查雅歌书。
And so at that time, Brother Wei, he was leading Song of Songs.
我从小信主，可是我不了解雅歌书。
And even though I was a believer from when I was young, but I did not understand that book.
雅歌书一共有八章。
There are 8 chapters.
魏弟兄用一年的时间带我们读了七章。
And he used one whole year to read 7 chapters.
他说第八章不查了，因为那个太高了。
And he says, we're not going to study chapter 8 because it's too high.
那个时候我实在听得着迷了。
But at that time, I just could not understand.
后来我就离开了我原来的聚会的地方，就到永康街去聚会。
And so I left the fellowship that I was at and attended this fellowship.
以后有四年的时间，我住在魏弟兄魏师母家。
And I lived with brother and sister Wei for 4 years.
我出来，我一生中有两件很大的事都跟魏弟兄有关系。
And two important things that have happened in my life have to do with brother Wei.
神借着魏弟兄引导我走在正确的路上。
And through brother Wei, God has led me to walk on the right way.
我是12岁的时候就把自己奉献给主。
I gave myself to the Lord when I was 12 years old.
我在魏弟兄家的时候，我们提到出来全时间服事的事。
And so when I was living with Brother Wei, we spoke about coming out to full-time ministry.
但是我走了半年，我走不下去了。
But after only half a year, I could not continue.
因为那个时候我母亲生病。
Because at that time, my mother was ill.
我回到家里，我就没有办法再回到台北去侍奉。
And after I went home, I could not return back to Taipei to serve.
所以我那个时候，我决定，我回到魏弟兄家的时候，我一定要告诉他，我要请假一年的时间回去照顾我的母亲。
And so I decided that when I went back to see Brother Wei, that I was going to ask for 1 year's time of leave to go home and take care of my mother.
在火车上神的话临到我。
And when I was on the train, God's word came to me.
凡在军中当兵的不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的喜悦。
All those who are serving cannot be entangled with affairs of daily life, but must serve to serve him who had called him.
我摇摇头。
I shook my head.
我说主，我走不下去。
I said, Lord, I cannot continue.
因为我非常爱我的母亲。
Because I truly love my mother.
我说做主的门徒要撇下父母对我来讲太难了。
And so to follow the Lord and to leave behind my parents, to me it was too difficult.
我从火车站就直接到聚会的地方。
And so from the train station, I went directly to the meeting place.
那天晚上是欢送林三刚师母到美国来。
And at that time, it was a good, it was a farewell meeting for Sister Lee to come to
Lynn
to come to the States.
那我们都知道林弟兄、林师母有十个孩子。
And we know that Sister Lynn, she has 10 children.
整个聚会最后结束的时候。
And after the meeting had ended,
那个姊妹就说了这就又讲了这一句话。
The sister shared this one verse.
凡在军中当兵的不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的喜悦。
All those who are soldiers of him are not to be entangled with the affairs of daily living, but to serve him who had called him.
那位姊妹是讲到林师母有十个孩子不将事物缠身。
And that sister was speaking of our sister Lynn who had 10 children.
但是我知道神是借着她的口向我讲话。
But I know that God was using her mouth to speak to me.
我回到为弟兄为师母家的时候
And so after I returned back to brother and sister Wei's home
我想我们都认识为弟兄比较严肃
And I know that we all know brother Wei, he is very serious
我鼓起最大的勇气我告诉他
And so I mustered up all of my courage to tell him
我想要请假一年
That I want to take leave for 1 year
我前面两件事都没告诉他
I didn't even tell him the first two things that had happened
我就把我想讲的鼓起最大的勇气告诉他
And with all my courage, I told him what I wanted to tell him
魏弟兄就瞪着眼睛看不是瞪着眼睛就看着我
And so Brother Wei, he looked at me
他就讲了汪佩珍姊妹的见证
He said, Sister Wang's testimony
我还告诉他汪佩珍姊妹的妈妈没有生病
And I said, but Sister Wang's mother was not ill
现在我妈妈生病
But it is my mother who is ill
她跟我讲一句话我永远不会忘记
And he said to me a word that I will never forget
她说一个当兵的人
He said a soldier
尽忠就不能尽孝
Once You must be loyal
要一孝做忠
You must be loyal in all things
然后就再讲这一节圣经
And so again he told me this verse
凡在军中当兵的不将事物缠身好叫那招他当兵的喜悦。
No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier.
那个时候我整个心软化了。
And so at that time my heart was melted before the Lord.
我什么也没讲。
I did not say anything.
我说我回到房间去祷告。
I said I'll go back to my room and pray.
那是1970年的事。
That was in 1970.
到现在我都还记得
And so to this day I still remember
神的荣耀充满了整个房间
God's glory filled the room
我走不上去的时候魏弟兄帮我走上去
When I could not go up Brother Wei helped me
一直到我母亲过世有7年的时间
Up to the day my mother passed away it was 7 years time
她没有再生病过
She was not ill once
神真的听了我的祷告
The Lord truly heard my prayer
这是很大的一件事
This was a great matter
第二件比较大的事是来美国
The second great matter was me coming to America
我来美国申请的手续很长的时间
For me to apply in coming to America took a very long time
我不知道要来还是不来
I did not know whether I was to come or not
那个时候我从台湾打电话给魏弟兄
And so from Taiwan I called Brother Wei
我跟他交通
I had some fellowship with him
后面会讲到为什么我会跟他交通
And then I said why I wanted to fellowship
因为我觉得他讲话非常的准确
Because I felt that what he said was very accurate
我能够信任他
And I could trust him
所以来美国的事情我是跟他交通
And so in this matter of coming to the US I shared with him
他给我一些带领
And he gave me some leading
另外我要交通他传神的道我从他领受神的道
And also I want to share about in him sharing God's word
有身教和言教
There were very severe and serious teachings.
我在他家四年的时间。
At his home for the 4 years time.
白天的时候带着一些姊妹查经。
He would lead some sisters in studying God's word.
非常的对我有很大的帮助。
And it greatly helped me.
我记得我们查了罗马书。
I remember we studied the book of Romans.
以弗所书。
Book of Ephesians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
腓立比书。
Philippians.
希伯来书
Hebrews
我想你们在座都听过魏弟兄交通这几卷书
I believe that many of you have heard him share on these books
除了希伯来书之外都是保罗最宝贵的圣经
Apart from Hebrews, all of these are very precious words from Paul
都是开启性的
And these are all fundamental
那是我以前从来都没听过的
And in the past, I've never heard these words
到现在四十几年我都还记得当时查经的情形
But now, after 40 some years, I still remember all that we had studied
除了查经深研教之外还有深教
other than just these teachings there were some other teachings
他每一天有很多的祷告
every day he prayed
他祷告非常的迫切
and he was very earnest in his prayers
很多时候是安静
oftentimes it was quiet
给我非常深的印象
it gave me a deep impression
他们家常常都接待人
and often they had people over
另外有两件很小的事
and two other smaller matters,
我想提出来因为对我非常大的影响
I want to share because it greatly impressed upon me great influence on me
有一次他问我
one time he asked me
现在是几点
what time is it right now
我想钟就在那里
I said the clock is right there
他看得见
he can see it
为什么要问我
why would he ask me
我就告诉他
I said to him 5:30
他说不是
he said no
是5:28
it's 5:28
很小的事可是我常常想起这件事情
But I often think about this.
当我讲话不准确的时候
When my speech is not accurate,
我就会想起这件事
I would think about this.
另外一件很小的事
Another small matter.
魏师母去上班
When Sister Wei would go to work,
他们家的孩子很小
Their children were very young.
所以傍晚的时候总是魏弟兄洗米煮饭
And so in the evenings, it was always Brother Wei who would wash the rice.
有一次我告诉他
And so one time I said to him,
我说魏弟兄这个我来做不是你做的事
I said Brother Wei let me do it It's not something you ought to do
他告诉我一句话
He said to me one thing
我都不会忘记
I'll never forget
他说除了犯罪的事之外什么事情都可以做
Apart from sinning all things can be done
到现在我都记得
To this day I still remember
我讲的事情是很小的事
These are very small things
但是他的信心和榜样
But in his faith and in his example,
是我们可以效法的
are things that we can follow.
对我一生受益不非浅
And they're all very valuable to my life.
你们比我有福
You are more blessed than I.
我只有四五年的时间和魏弟兄在一起
I was only with Brother Wei for about 4 to 5 years time.
我相信你们听了很多魏弟兄很小的一些见证一些榜样
I believe that you have heard many of his small testimonies and seen his example.
这些都是我们要效法的
These are all things we can follow, that we can learn.
一个美好的榜样摆在我们的眼前。
And God has given us a very beautiful example.
我们一起感谢主。
We all thank the Lord.
105
Oh, 时间真的过得很快。
I was one of those small number of brothers that mentioned in the obituary.
我是在生平里面提到的少数的几个弟兄之一。
It's like yesterday, and I with several brothers waiting in the Intercontinental Airport to welcome our brother, Sister Wei, and Gloria, and Vicky to Houston.
就像昨天一样当时我们几个弟兄在国际机场的 Terminal B 在那里迎接魏弟兄魏妈妈魏师母还有他的几个女儿们
I didn't take a picture at the time but the scene of their coming to Houston will forever be fresh in my memory
当时我们没有照相但是当时的情景永远在我的记忆里
I did not fully apprehendthe significance of that event until years later.
我当时没有意识到但是很多年之后才意识到当时这件事的意义在哪里。
I believe most of us have some sadness in our hearts this morning.
我相信我们中间有许多人心里面有悲伤。
Death seems to be the end of everything.
因为这好像是事情的结束。
It's the end of the things that we can do.
好像是我们能做的事情就到这儿为止。
Many of us would like to do many things for our brother Wei.
许多人我们愿意为魏弟兄再来做很多事。
But death seems to take all that away from us.
但是死似乎让这件事不能再继续。
However, this morning, I would like to focus on one thing.
但今天让我们来注目一件事。
It's death has been swallowed in victory.
就是死已经被得胜来吞灭。
To us, the death is not the end. The death is the means to eternal life.
对我们来讲，死不是结束，死是永生。
And in John chapter 11, 25, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
在约翰福音十一章二十五节说，耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我。
And in the scripture, death and resurrection are always mentioned together.
在圣经里面，死与复活总是在一起被提到。
Our Lord Jesus would never spoke of death without at the same time spoke of resurrections.
我们的主耶稣提到死的时候，总是也提到复活。
And the Paul in his old age and still write in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 that I may know him, the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, be conformed to his death.
当保罗在腓立比书三章十节那里讲到，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Knowing the power of his resurrection is not natural.
晓得他复活的大能不是天然的。
Those two disciples on their way to Emmaus, they even heard about the facts of resurrections.
那两个去以马忤斯的门徒，他们听到过复活。
They heard about the empty tomb.
他们听到过空坟墓。
They knew that Peter and John went there and verified the tomb was empty.
他们知道彼得、约翰已经去到空坟墓，知道那是空的。
And yet, at the day of the crisis, those knowledge would not help.
但是当危机来到的时候，他们以前的知识都不能帮助他们。
And therefore, Paul, even in his old age, had this desire to know him and the power of his resurrections.
所以保罗在他晚年的时候还说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
So how can we know? How can we know him? How can we know the power of his resurrections?
那我们怎能晓得，怎么能够晓得他的复活，他复活的大能？
And Paul said, the fellowship of his suffering.
保罗提到的是与他一同受苦。
Paul, in his experience, that fully understand this meaning.
保罗在他的经历里面完全的了解这件事。
So he wrote in 2 Corinthians, he said, indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raised the dead.
所以在哥林多后书他说，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
When God puts us in a situation where we can no longer trust in ourselves.
所以神把我们摆在一个环境，我们不可能再来信靠自己。
But God who raised the dead.
是这使死人复活的神。
We begin to see the power of his resurrections.
我们就能够看到这让人从死里复活的大能。
This is perhaps the most precious lesson I learned from our brother Wei.
这也许是我从魏弟兄身上所学到最宝贵的功课。
Over the years, when we encounter difficult situations, my inclination is to do something about it.
每一次当遇到困难的时候，我这个肉体总要马上做一些事。
Brother Wei always said, let us wait on the Lord.
但是魏弟兄总是说，让我们在神面前等候。
This has been the advice I have been getting for 30 years.
这是我三十年以来一直得到的一个建议。
He won't do a thing to save himself.
他从来不会做事来解救他自己。
He will always wait on the Lord.
他总是在神面前先等候。
On March 23rd, when I spoke to him the last time,
当3月23号我最后一次与他讲话的时候
I didn't know at the time that was the last time, but indeed, that was the last time I was able to speak to him.
当时我不知道，但其实那是我最后一次能跟他讲话。
And I asked him a question. I present to him a situation, ask for advice.
那个时候我把一件难处交通给他，摆在他面前。
And his answer was Jehovah Jireh.
他的回答是耶和华以勒。
The Lord will provide.
神必有预备。
In other words, wait on the Lord.
或者另一句话就是等候神。
By the way, we'd never do anything to remove a difficulty.
魏弟兄从来不会做一件事把这个难处移去。
Even it costs him dearly.
虽然那个事情让他付很大代价。
He would not even defend himself when he was misunderstood.
当他被人误解的时候他也不为自己辩解。
And sometimes I was beyond myself.
有的时候这真是超乎我能够想象。
How can you not defend yourself?
你怎么能够不来保护你自己呢
?When you were accused.
因为你被人指责了。
And defend yourself is right.
来辩护是应当的。
But he would not defend himself.
但他从来不为自己来辩护。
He is really calm.
他非常的平静。
He does not hold anything against anybody who had offended him.
每一个冒犯他的人，他从来不记在心里。
And this is real.
这是真实的。
Sometimes I was so surprised.
有的时候我非常惊奇。
Because I cannot even smell the smoke.
因为我甚至没有闻到火燎的味道。
Then you just get passed through the fire.
就像但以理就这样经过火。
But I can't smell the smoke.
但是却没有闻到火燎的气味。
For the last 30 years that I have known him,
在过去30年我认识他。
He has been afflicted in every way.
他在各样的事上都遇到难处。
But not crushed.
但是他却不被困住。
Perplexed sometimes.
有的时候是心里作难
but not despairing.
但是他却不致失望
Persecuted several times.
他遭逼迫许多次
but not forsaken.
但却不被丢弃
Struck down.
他被打倒了
but not destroyed.
但是却不致死亡
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
the treasures is in the earthen vessel.
这个宝贝是在这个地上的瓦器里
Surpassing greatness of the power will be of God.
因为这莫大的能力是出于神。
Only the earthen vessel is struck down, we begin to see the power of His resurrection.
只有当这个瓦器破碎，我们才能够看到这个莫大的能力。
Brothers and sisters, we're not here to remember a perfect man.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们不是纪念一个完全的人。
By the way, has his weakness.
他有他的弱点。
But he's real and genuine.
但他是真实的，他也是真诚的。
When you break the bread with him, you cannot help but notice his love for the Lord and his longing for his return.
你就不能不注意到他对着主的爱，跟他拨饼的时候，对着主的爱，还有对主再来的一个期望。
Over the years.I had many opportunities to break the bread with him.
这许多年我有许多的机会与弟兄一同来拨饼。
I love to do that.
这是我所爱做的一件事。
I know he loves to do that with all of us.
我也知道他很愿意与我们一同来拨饼。
As long as he had strength, he would make the effort to come to take.
只要他有能力还有力量他一定来拨饼
Sadly that we no longer have opportunity to break the bread together
但是很悲哀的是我们没有机会再与弟兄一同来拨饼
We were surely in the same every time we gather around the table
当我们每一次在桌子面前再聚集的时候
But now we have one more reason to long for our Lord's return.
现在我们又多了一个原因来期望我们主的回来。
When our Lord Jesus returns, we shall see our dear brothers.
因为当主回来的时候，我们还要见到弟兄。
And a smiling face.
还有他的笑脸。
In the presence of our Lord Jesus.
是在我们主耶稣的面前。
We shall look forward to that day.
我们确实的期盼那一天来到。
We'll sing the last hymn. I know that my Redeemer liveth.
我们来唱最后一首诗歌。我知道我救赎主活着。
请我们低头。
Shall we bow our heads?
我们亲爱的主，我们天上的父神，我们心里实在是感谢你。
Our dear Lord, our heavenly Father, our hearts thank you.
因为你把魏弟兄给了我们。
Because you have given us Brother Wei.
主啊，我们感谢你，有多少年来，有多少的人，在我们弟兄身上得到了好处。
Lord, we do thank you that in these many years, many people have benefited from him.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们弟兄从来不为自己要求什么。
We thank you, Lord, that our dear brother never asked much for himself.
从来也不彰显自己。
He never exposed himself.
可是我们这一些愁苦的人。
But for all of us.
他却使我们在你的里头得到安慰。
All of us in despairing, we have all been encouraged.
我们这些软弱的人。
For all of us who are weak,
他却让我们在你里面得到刚强。
In you we have been strengthened.
我们这些彷徨的人。
For all of us in confusion,
他却使我们在你的里面得到坚固。
And in you he has given us strength.
主啊，我们这些幼小的人。
For all of us who are small,
他却让我们在你的里面得到成长。
In you we have grown.
主啊，我们的心实在感谢你。
So our hearts thank you.
我们弟兄今天在你里面安息了。
Today our brother is resting in you.
回到你永远的同在里面。
And he has returned back into your eternal presence.
主啊，我们为了这个，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
So for this we thank you and praise you.
可是主啊，我们看到 你今天把我们的弟兄接去。
And Lord, we see that today you have received our brother.
主啊，你的眼目却从来没有离开你的教会。
We see that your eyes have never left your church.
你的眼目却从来没有离开我们这些人。
Your eyes have never left us.
主啊，我们求你给我们众人有恩典。
We ask that you would continue to show us grace.
叫我们不要忘记我们弟兄的榜样和见证。
That we will never forget our brother's example and testimony.
使我们在地上也一生做一个跟随你的人。
So that we would also be people on earth who follow you.
主啊，好让你的心得到满足。
That your heart may be satisfied.
好让别人也能够因为我们的关系，主啊，蒙到祝福，得到造就。
That others, because of us, can also be saved and be blessed.
我们亲爱的主，当我们看见你的仆人一个一个离开。
Lord, as we see that as each one of your servants are departing.
主啊，我们求你给我们恩典。
Lord, please give us grace.
让我们看见他们打了那美好的仗。
That we may see that they have fought the good fight.
他们走了跑过那当跑的路。
And they have run the race.
他们也守住了那当守的道。
And they have held fast to the word.
有公义的冠冕为他们存留。
To the way, and so there is a crown that is reserved for them.
亲爱的主啊，求你的恩典临到我们。
So may your grace as it comes upon us.
好让我们也这样的跟随你。
Allow us to also follow you.
主啊，好让我们的心爱慕你的显现。
So that our hearts may also desire after your appearing.
好让我们在往下的日子里头。
So that in the following days.
也打那美好的仗。
We would also fight the good fight.
也跑那当跑的路。
That we would also run the race.
也守那当守的道。
And hold fast to the way.
亲爱的主啊，我们今天特别为我们所亲爱的魏师母仰望在你面前。
And so today we also lift up our sister Wei.
主啊，谁能知道我们师母心中最深处的损失呢？
Who knows the loss that our sister feels?
但是主，你知道。
But Lord, you know.
主啊，今天我们求你给我们师母，亲爱的师母，格外的恩典。
So please give an extra measure of grace to our sister.
用你那凑不透、人凑不透的安慰来安慰我们的师母。
And comfort our sister with an unsearchable comfort.
在往下的日子里头。
In the following days.
主啊，给我们师母更有力量。
Give our sister more strength.
给我们师母真是更有健康。
Give our sister good health.
让他继续在往下的年日里面带给我们主啊你自己的鼓励。
That in the following years that she may also continue to give us encouragement.
和你自己的祝福。
And your blessing.
亲爱的主啊，我们也把我们魏弟兄的孩子们、孙子们和 grandchildren, 主啊我们仰望在你面前。
And Lord, for his children and grandchildren, Lord, we also lift them up into your hands.
亲爱的主，许多许多年前。
Lord, many years ago,
你借着你的仆人说，至于我和我的家，我们都要侍奉耶和华。
Lord, your servant has said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
亲爱的主，当我们看见回想我们的弟兄，
So as we remember our brother,
他一生是这样 conduct himself,
that he had conducted himself in all his years.
他也是这样的把他的儿女们带到你的面前。
And in the same way, he has brought all his children before you.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
So we thank you and praise you.
主啊，也求你把这样的恩典给威弟兄的孩子们。
Continue to give this grace to Brother Wei's children.
Grandchildren.
And grandchildren.
And great grandchildren.
And great grandchildren.
And us as well.
Now 我们也是。
主啊，好让我们在往下的日子里头。
So that for all of us in the following days.
活在你的面前。
As we live before you.
走在你的面前。
Walk before you.
爱你。
Love you.
爱你的教会。
And love your church.
亲爱的主啊，最后。
And lastly, Lord.
我们是要把所有的感谢和赞美归给你。
We want to give you all the praise and worship.
因为你的恩典。
Because your grace.
因为你的智慧。
Your wisdom.
因为你对我们永远的慈爱。
And your everlasting love.
亲爱的主啊。
Lord,
我们来到世上
as we come here,
可以过一个没有意义的日子
we could live a life that has no meaning,
我们来到世上
as we come here on earth,
可以就这么糊里糊涂的死了
we could just die,
可是主你没有容许这样的事情发生在我们的身上
but you have not allowed such things to happen
主啊,
to us.
因为你是从永远到永远的神,
because you are God from eternity past
主啊,
eternity.
你从世世代代做我们的居所,
and from ages to ages, you are
主啊,
our shelter.
从罪恶过犯里面救出来,
you have saved us from sin and death.
主啊, 你开我们的眼睛,
you have opened our eyes.
让我们跟随你,
allow us to follow you.
让我们走一个路是我们从来不知道的,
to walk a way that we've never known before.
主啊, 但是我们感谢你,
but we thank you. We thank you. You are a glorious hope.
主啊, 我们更感谢你,
we thank you.
因为你带我们, you have brought us into something much bigger than ourselves.
Right.
主啊, 你带我们进入一个我们从来没有进入的一个境地。 主啊，你给我们恩典。
You have given us grace.
你让我们进入你自己的见证。
So that we can enter into your testimony.
主啊，你把你的见证放在我们的手里。
And you have given us your testimony into our hands.
亲爱的主啊，你把我们带到何等的境地。
You have brought us to such a place.
主啊，我们愿意为你忠心。
We're willing to be faithful.
主啊，当我们想到这一切。
When we think about all of this.
主啊，我们的心里感谢你。
Our hearts thank you.
你真像我们弟兄所说的一样。
Just like what our brother has said.
你是我们一切的一切。
You are our all in all.
所以主，我们说。
So Lord.
愿意国度,
may all the kingdom,
权力,
power,
荣耀,
glory,
都是你的,
all be yours,
直到永远,
until forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 他全体家人为着前来参加魏弟兄安息聚会的弟兄姊妹们致谢。
On behalf of Sister Wei and her family, we want to thank all brothers and sisters who have attended today.
特别是向那些远道而来的弟兄姊妹们,
especially brothers and sisters who have traveled long distance, we thank you.
在魏弟兄住院的期间, 承蒙弟兄姊妹们不住的祷告。
And at the end, our brother had always prayed unceasingly for brothers and sisters.
多次的探望和慰问。
And so he gives greetings.
和许多的实心的帮助。
And we thank for every brother and sister for their help.
这给魏弟兄有莫大的安慰和喜乐。
This has brought great comfort and joy to our brother.
对家人也是很大的帮助。
And also great help to the family.
作为家属，我们也是为着这个诚心感激。
So on behalf of the family, we express our gratitude and thanks.
在这里，我代表魏师母和全家，向各位表示由衷的感谢。
And so on behalf of our Sister Wei and all of the family, we want to express our thanks.
愿主耶稣纪念各弟兄姊妹在爱心中为魏弟兄的这些祷告和服侍。
May all brothers and sisters be remembered by the Lord for your service and prayers for him.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我 have an announcement, very briefly, and most important thing, I want you all to remember 12:45.
那有一个报告。 但是最重要的是让大家记得12:45。
Or a quarter to one.
或者是差15分钟到1点钟。
If you want to go to cemetery, you need to be in your vehicle by 12:45 or a quarter to one.
所以如果您要去墓地的话，请您在12:15分或者差15分，12:45分。 或者差15分到1点的时候进入你的车子里面。
We want to move at 1 o'clock.
我们1点所有的车就在那个时候出发。
We have a tight schedule this afternoon, so we will encourage all of us that want to go to cemetery to be in your car on time.
因为时间表非常的紧凑，所以我们希望大家能够按时出发。
The family provide some lunch boxes. You can take the lunch boxes and use lunch in building 2.
那家人为我们预备了有午餐，大家可以拿到午餐在Building 2用餐。
The meeting ends here.
聚会停在这里。